I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. If it was about the safety of your children, you'd do anything for them, right? Well, that's at the root of what we've been covering all this week on The World, Europe's struggle to manage the arrival of hundreds of thousands of migrants. And what do those migrants want in Europe?
I hope to stay at home, small place, me and my children, my husband, have nice work, have something to do, help others.
Just one woman's simple wish list: home, family, a job, and to help others. We've told you about the vast scale of this migration, hundreds of thousands of people on the move. But today we're going to focus on one person, the woman we just heard from, Hamza. She's Syrian, a teacher, originally from the city of Homs, but she was forced to leave along with her husband, two daughters aged 14 and 18, and an 8-year-old son. My BBC colleague Matthew Price caught up with Hamza and her family outside the main train station in Budapest, Hungary.
In Homs, the situation is too bad. No electricity, no water, no good circumstances to live in. We can't go out, we can't go to school. We went to Damascus first, before Lebanon, and then stayed there for 1 year and a half. And also the circumstances also became too bad. The salary cannot be enough to buy anything, to buy food, to buy clothes, anything. So we moved to Lebanon. We tried to go to school. But also in Lebanon, gradually the situation became too bad also for the Syrian. So we left Lebanon to Turkey. We tried to do something in Turkey, but the language is too difficult to learn. We don't have any job. And the house's rent is too high. And the people, they hate Syrians.
How many places have you lived since you left your home in Homs?
Oh, too many. Can't be counted. In Damascus, one. In Lebanon, we stayed for 4 houses. Yeah, in Turkey, 2 or 3 also. Just going from place to place to in order to have a good future for our kids.
So when you left Homs, you weren't planning to try to come to Europe?
No. No, I just want to go to Lebanon in order to go away from the war in Syria.
How did you leave Turkey?
We came from Izmir to Greece by small boat from rubber.
A rubber dinghy?
Yeah, and we were going to die, to sink our... go into the sea, the water was to here.
Up to your neck?
Yeah, and we throw all our clothes and things, medicines, clothes, everything. We lost everything. Even money, even everything. We lost everything.
Let me ask your daughters, can you swim?
Little.
Swim.
Yeah. Little.
You can swim a little bit.
Yeah.
What was it like in the water?
Oh, really bad.
What were you thinking?
She was thinking about death. And, she was crying and saying, God, please help my family. My cousin was holding 4 children with us, holding them up from the water. It was horrible, terrible. I can't believe that we arrived. We thank God that we arrived safely.
So you arrived in Greece. When was this?
About 10 or 11 August, we arrived on Mytilene.
And then from there, you went to...
We went by a ship to Athens.
To Athens.
Yeah.
So why did you decide, after 4 years of travelling, to leave Greece?
In order to go to Germany.
Why Germany?
I have my relatives are there.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did you travel to Hungary?
Oh, my God. كيف رحنا على هنغاريا بعد ما رحنا على من أثينا. We went first to Macedonia, then to Serbia. We were running according the borders, and the police were throwing bombs on
the
us.
The tear gas.
Yeah, yeah. It was terrible, terrible. Through the forest and across the rivers. Jumping across the fence.
Cut.
You were cutting the wire of the fence.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you worry that you would become split up as a family, that you would lose each other?
Yeah, we tried to hold each other and run.
You were holding hands all
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, yeah. We tried all the time. And I was trying to push him in front of me. If I stopped, if the policeman stopped me, it's okay. Just I want to be my children to be in safe. If I don't cross the borders, it's okay. Just I want my family in safe.
You were prepared to be separated from your daughters to allow them to go?
I have to. I don't want to separate them, but if I'm obliged, it's okay. Just see they to be safe. We tried today to go out from Hungary. They stopped us. They didn't let us go out of the to the train. I don't know why we are obliged to stay in this country. We don't want to stay here. The police told me that Germany is closed their border. They said that it is a political matter. They told me that.
And how do you feel about that when for you this is a matter of your future life and you're being told this is about politics?
I will tell you. All the governments make this war on Syria. I don't know why, but they have their hands. They put their hands in everything, even in the war. And now they stop us and prevented us to go to their countries. So where we go? Where we go? We can't stay in the war. The president there will kill us. And they will do something bad to my children, to my daughters. I can't send them to any school. And the other countries stopped us and prevented us from going to their countries, even the Arab countries.
Do you think you will make it to Germany?
Yeah, I will make it. I will try.
And when you get there, what are you hoping for?
I hope to stay at home, small place, me and my children, my husband, have nice work. Have something to do, help others. Future, another future. I wish I could bring my family from Syria. Yeah, my brothers, my mother, father are all there. I wish they would be okay. I'll try to bring them for me. I don't know if I can, but I wish. Terrible way. We have been now about 25 days in this way. I hope we will do it.
I can't imagine. That was Hamza, one of the thousands of Syrian refugees in Hungary right now. She was speaking to my BBC colleague Matthew Price outside the main train station in Budapest.